ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग दिस मॉर्निंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 84 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द सेजेस टीचिंग्स एट कुरुक्षेत्र टेक्स्ट नंबर 27 28 and 29, since 27 does not have a purport. Shri Shuka Uvacha Iti Anugyapya Dasharam Dhritrashram Yudhishcharam Raja Rishe Swashramam Gantum मुनयो दधिरे मनः। श्रीशुक उवाच इति अनुज्ञाप्य दाशाहरं धृतराष्ट्रां युधिष्ठिरं राजऋषे स्वश्रामं गन्तुम् मुनयो दधिरे मनः। श्रीशुक उवाच इति अनुज्ञाप्य दाशारं धृतराष्ट्रं युधिष्ठिरं राजऋषे स्वश्रमं गन्तुं मुनयो दधिरे मनः। अनुज्ञाप्य दाशारं माताजीस शिशुक उवाच word to word meaning. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shukadev Goswami said, iti, thus speaking, anugyapya, taking permission to leave, dasharaham of Lord Krishna, the descendant of Maharaj Dasharaha, Dhritarashtram of Dhritarashtra, Yudhishthiram of Yudhishthir, Raja among kings, Rishi, O sage, Sva, their own, Ashraman to the hermitages, Gantum to going, Munayaha, the sages, Dadhire, turned, Manaha, their minds. Translation by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Shukadev Goswami said, having thus spoken, O wise king, the sages then took leave of Lord Dasharatha, Dhritarashtra and Yudhishthira and prepared to depart for their ashrams. Since there is no purport, we'll go to text 28 and text 29. Tadvikshitan upvrijya vasudevo mahayashah pranamya chopa sangraya babhasedam suyantritah. Translation. Seeing that they were about to leave, the renowned Vasudev approached the sages. After bowing to them and touching their feet, he spoke to them with carefully chosen words. Text 29. Shri Vasudeva Uvacha, Namo va sarva devebhyo rishiha shrotum arhata karmana karma nirharo yatha syanastad uchyatam. Shri Vasudev said, obeisances to you, the residence of all the demigods. Please hear me, O sages. Kindly tell us how the reactions of one's work can be counteracted by further work. Purport. Here Vasudev addresses the sages as the residence of all demigods. His statement is confirmed in the authoritative Shruti mantras, which declare, Yavateir vai devatastha sarvada ved vidhi brahmane vasanti. Whatever demigods exist, all reside in a brahmana who knows the Veda. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stabitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patithanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Nangayate Girim Yad Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatharina. Hare Krishna. So, seeking the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, and the seniors, so that I can speak something this morning on the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam in this auspicious occasion of Ekadashi. Of course, for a devotee, every day or every moment is auspicious when he remembers Krishna. You forget Krishna, that's the most inauspicious things. But Ekadashi is definitely special, where we can spend some extra energy and time to remember Krishna, serve Krishna, please Krishna. So it's auspicious to discuss this morning. And in this episode of Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages' teachings at Kurukshetra. So we'll go through the three verses which we read and something which we can learn. So we are here at Kurukshetra. Solar eclipse is happening and people from all over the world or whatever, from Krishna's side, from the Brajabasis, the queens, the Draupadi, the Pandavas and the Vrishanis, and all of them have assembled there. And it's a wonderful meeting. We have been discussing in the last three chapters how different devotees met. The Brajavasis met Krishna, Krishna met other devotees, and the queens met Draupadi, and other descriptions. So here in the section which we are reading, hearing that Krishna has come also, so all the different sages got the news. I don't know how the transmission that time would work. They wouldn't have any Facebook or WhatsApp, but somehow the news would spread that Krishna is there. You see in the scriptures and the history, the news would spread very fast that Krishna is there, Krishna is there. So all the sages from different hermitages ran, or maybe some flew or whatever, some siddhis, they came there to Kurukshetra. So there are list mentioned, all the important sages. Even Vyasadeva was there, Naradji was there, Chamanarishi, then Asitaji, Vishwamitraji, Satanandaji, Bhardwajji, Gautam Rishi, Vishishtrishi, Galva Rishi. So all this huge list is given. Pulatsya Rishi, Brahaspatiji, Four Kumaras, Vamadev. So all these exalted personalities came to Sri Krishna, worship Krishna, glorify Krishna. And as soon as they approach Krishna, Krishna, to teach a lesson and behaving like an ordinary human beings, begins to offer prayers to them and worship them. The sages are like initially taken aback. They came to worship Krishna and now Krishna is worshipping them, glorifying them. And then all the sages offer their wonderful prayers to Krishna, glorify Krishna. The reason they had come to see Krishna. That's the reason we come to take darshan of the Lord, to make our petition in front of them, to glorify them, to speak about their glories, and then make a petition, make a prayer. So that's what the sages did there. And then as soon as their business was over, they offered their prayers and ready to go to their respective ashrams or whatever projects they had. So that's how in a devotee community also we come together in front of Radha Gopina, do various festivals. Everyone will have their own projects, different places, different areas of where their services are. So we come together. Wonderful festivals, like recently we had Radha Gopinath's appearance festival. So all come together, glorify the Lord, offer our prayers, and then go back to our respective ashrams or hermitages or projects or whatever cities or states and countries. So this is how these sages were there. So as soon as they offered their business, offered their prayers, ready to go back to their respective services. And then as soon as they are about to leave, Vasudevji comes forward, offers his obeisances and touches their feet. So many, I don't know how he did that, touches each one's feet or whatever sequence he followed. He touched the feet of all the assembled sages and stopped them. That, please, wait. It's like Vasudevji was thinking it's a bumper bonanza. All these great saintly personalities come together at the same time. It's difficult to get all big leaders to come together at the same place, and fortunately they were there. So Vasudevji was very eager to hear. So he didn't want to miss this opportunity when all these great saintly personalities, otherwise to call them individually, it's difficult. All of them may not come together at one place. So here they were there, Krishna was there. So all of them came to offer obeisances, to prayers to Krishna, and Vasudevji came with great eagerness. He came forward and offered his respects and pranams and begs permission to ask for question. That was his eagerness to hear. That is what is important, at how eager we are to hear about Krishna's message, Krishna's glories, and when great saintly personalities are come, we don't go to see a saintly personality, we go to saintly personality to hear from him, to hear the message of the Supreme Lord, to get inspiration from him, from his talks, from his behavior, from his actions. And that is one of the most important qualities here which Vasudev Ji is exhibiting, that he is very eager to hear. And then we know that Vasudev, and then even also we see Prabhupada's life also. He was also very eager to hear, and specifically his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, noted this, and he said that this man, or Srila Prabhupada Abhay Charan, he likes to hear. That was Prabhupada's eagerness also. And as we see, Vasudev's another name is also Anakadandubhi. When he was born, there were nagadas and drum beats and everything was there. And then, eventually from Devaki's, or from in family of Vasudev, and from Vasudevji's wife, Krishna was born. And Srila Prabhupada was also eager to hear. And in one of the purports in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explains that as soon as there is decline of religion, Krishna appears, wherever Krishna appears. So Prabhupada explains that in this age of Kali Yuga, Kamsa-like people again come over and take over the situation of this material world, and then Krishna has taken birth in the womb of Krishna consciousness movement. Like Krishna took birth from the wife of Vasudev in the womb of Devaki. Srila Prabhupada in that purport beautifully explained that Krishna has taken birth in the womb of Krishna conscious movement. Prabhupada further explains that men of Kamsa's class try to stop this movement, especially in the Western world. Of course, now in India also. Prabhupada quoted one politician remarked that Krishna consciousness movement is spreading like epidemic, and if not checked in 10 years, it may capture the whole governmental power. And Prabhupada says, there is of course such a potency in Krishna consciousness movement. Kali Kale Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Like the wildfire, Krishna consciousness movement can spread. And Prabhupada explains how. The movement will go on increasing more and more. Prabhupada explains, provided the leaders of the movement, of course each one of us are leaders in our own positions, our own capacities. So Prabhupada explains, provided the leaders of the movement remain firmly Krishna conscious. How? By following the regulative principles and activities of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra regularly. So Prabhupada gives a simple formula that if we are focused, if we are conscious by following the regulative principles, firmly Krishna consciousness by strictly following the regulative principles and the activities of the chanting of Hare Krishna movement. And this is the week or the fortnight we are celebrating 2 days back was the incorporation of ISKCON in New York. It's a very humble beginning in a small room in New York. Very few devotees, very new devotees, and Prabhupada in front of them inaugurated. And now we have, keeping the same principles, his disciples kept these principles in mind, and it expanded all over the world. All over the world now devotees are chanting, more than 650 centers all over the world in ISKCON. So if we divide by 24 hours, so we can imagine every hour they are all situated in different parts of the globe. So every hour or every minute there is glorification of the Supreme Lord, worshipping the Supreme Lord. So every hour there is Mangalarti going on in some part of the world by Srila Prabhupada's grace and the disciples who accepted his mercy. And that is, and Prabhupada exhibited that, as we were mentioning earlier, the eagerness to hear. That is one of the qualifications for us to chant. First we have to hear Shravanam Kirtanam. When we hear attentively, then we can repeat the message and chant attentively. There's another one story from, I think we heard in one of the Bhagavatam classes, few months back or something about how even the demigods, or even Lord Shiva, is so eager to hear about Krishna and his pastimes. This happened in one of the temples in South India, Kottiyur. Of course, I've not been there, but we have heard that it opens for a very few days in a year. And there was one great devotee, Punthanam. So, I'm sorry, South Indian name, so maybe a little mispronounced. But he stayed there, and he was a great devotee of Lord Sri Krishna. He was there, he would do his Bhagavad Katha every day. Then people were greatly attracted to hear from him. Many hundreds and thousands of people will throng to come to hear his Bhagavad Katha. So he happened to come to this place when the temple opened for a few days. Like we have our temple here just opposite, near Bharati Vidya Bhavan, opens for one day only, the Dattatreya temple. So here this temple opens for a few days. And then he was speaking on the 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, 60th chapter about the Krishna teasing Rukmini Devi. And he would describe the whole great Leela elaborately. Right in front of the deities, Lord Shiva and Parvati and all the hundreds of people from Kottiyur would be there to hear the Katha. And as soon as he would end the Katha, and he would keep his bookmark, and maybe not a clip, but a bookmark, and then proceed for the next day to come back again to hear the Katha, and to continue with his Katha. Then he would come next day, he would again see the bookmark is moved back to the origin of the chapter, the 60th chapter. So he would say, maybe, I don't know how it is, but then he would again start the same narration. So devotees never get tired hearing the same Leela and not speaking. And they're absorbed. So he would hear, and he would start again. The same pastime, and all devotees would be absorbed. Newer and newer realizations would come, and he would speak great Katha. So, and all those people were also happy to hear Krishna Katha, same Leela. And so once the time came for the temple to be closed, at the end of the day, last day, he forgot his Srimad Bhagavatam copy. Maybe he was talking to some people and then he just left and he forgot, crossed the river, went ahead and realized he forgot his Srimad Bhagavatam copy. Crossed the river, comes back, nobody is there in the temple, the door is locked. And he looks through the keyhole. Previously the big temples, they would have like a huge lock and a big keyhole. So he could easily see, like through the hole, that Lord Shiva is sitting and reciting the same chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, 60th chapter going on. And Parvati Devi and all the Bhutanaths, all of them were also hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. That is Lord Shiva's Bhagavat Katha. Parvati Devi and all the Bhutanaths also come to hear. That is Lord Shiva when he speaks Srimad Bhagavatam. So they all were hearing with tears in their eyes. And our Punthanam was, when he saw through the keyhole, he had tears in his eyes. He was like amazed. Lord Shiva is reading from his book, the Mahabook now, by Lord Shiva, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. He was extremely happy. And after the Katha is over, he heard the whole Katha. And Lord Shiva asked Parvati Devi, did I speak all right? The speaker wants to know, how did he speak? So Lord Shiva was asking Parvati Devi, of course, not to ask the wife, usually. So anyway, Parvati Devi says, it's good, but not as good as Punthanam. He was better. So Punthanam, when he heard this, he was like shaken, he was taken aback, and he just couldn't take it. He just loudly chanted out, Krishna, Krishna, he was shouting. And then, as soon as the Lord heard, the Lord disappeared. And again he saw through the keyhole, the Lord was not there. And then, of course, he picked up his Bhagavatam and back. So eagerness of Lord Shiva even to hear the same pastime again and again and again and again and again. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam is. Most dear to the Vaishnavas. Most dear, glorious to the Vaishnavas. So that is what we see here. Our Vasudevji, so eager to hear, goes right, catches their feet and starts to ask questions, inquire from them to hear more. And in the text number 29, Vasudevji asks questions to them, and he addresses the sages as the residence of all the demigods. So in a beautiful essay by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur on Brahmanism and Vaishnavism, he also describes this, how Brahmana has all the demigods in his body and how it should be worshipped and glorified, the Brahmanas. Of course, in one sense, if we see, the Brahmanas or the great devotees have the potency to break our karma granthi or our the path, the regular karmic path which we are supposed to follow. The Brahmanas and the great Vaishnavas had that potency to intervene. We can see in all our lives also, some great soul, some great devotee came and intervened in our regular course of life. And we are here now. All of us will have our own stories, how some great soul, some great Vaishnava, some great Brahmana intervened in our regular course, which is ordained by our karma, given by the demigods. So herein we see the power of a great soul or a Vaishnava can intervene in the regular discharge of the karmic results by even the demigods. So therefore, it's appropriate here where Vasudev is addressing that you are the residence of all the demigods are reside in the body of Brahmana. So that is what here is being mentioned. And as we were discussing earlier, that this year also, this week also marks the 50th anniversary of ISKCON and the inauguration of Harinam Sankirtan, as we read in Srila Prabhupada's purport, Kali Kale Krishna Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar. So I thought we'll briefly discuss about one of the pastimes from one of our most prominent, of course all our acharya are most prominent, since we are describing about this pastime and this episode, which marks a great hallmark in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism for preaching of the holy names. Of course, we know the first Harinam Sankirtan was inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya himself. The first Harinam, we discussed one of our previous classes, where Lord Chaitanya did the Harinam with his students. That was the first Harinam Lord Chaitanya did after he came back from Gaya. He did with his small children. He took them and did Harinam Sankirtan. And then in the house of Srivas Thakur, and then he went to South India, gave the Sankirtan movement to all, each and every person who came in touch with Lord Chaitanya. And then in Jagannath Puri, of course, he spent giving this prema, bhakti of Harinam Sankirtan to people of this world. And of course, after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, all the associates, the principal associates of Lord Chaitanya were in deep grief and remorse. And the associates, they went into their own sadhanas in their grief-stricken state, in their own bhajans, in their own samadhis, and very difficult for them to come out and preach. And of course, Lord Chaitanya has sent the six Goswamis to Vrindavan to spread this message, where all the six Goswamis were there, and after all these, gradually all the devotees were leaving their bodies. And then came the first preaching, which was started by Sripad Jiva Goswami under the blessings of or guidance of Srimati Janava Devi, one of the most senior most the devotees of the movement at that time. Under her inspiration, Sripad Jiva Goswami sent the first Harinam party or the book distribution party to the Bengal and began his preaching movement there. And the three prominent people who were there in that party were Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Shamananda Pandit, and Srila Srinivas Acharya. So we'll briefly describe about Srila Narottam Das Thakur, how he envisioned this Sankirtan movement, how Lord Chaitanya personally wanted him to expand and spread this, the Krishna conscious movement. Of course, even before he was born, when Lord Chaitanya was in Ramakeli, and on his first attempt to go to Vrindavan after meeting Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, Mahaprabhu was doing ecstatic kirtan with hundreds and thousands of devotees. And then at one point he began to cry out loudly, Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. He is keep crying and weeping in great ecstasy. And all the devotees were there wondering what is... He was facing towards Kheturi Gram, the birthplace of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, now in Bengal, or in Bangladesh. So they were chanting, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting, Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. And of course, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, all the devotees, they could understand that there's going to be a great personality who will be the embodiment of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love, who will appear at some time in Kheturi or in some place and take the mission of Lord Chaitanya forward. That was the prediction. And then later on, he grew up as a wonderful Vaishnav, in a big Zamindar, Krishna Dutt's family, and they had a wonderful Annaprashan ceremony, interesting Annaprashan ceremony. They brought the grains to offer to Narottam, and he would just refuse the grains. They were trying for quite some time bringing them grains, and Narottam would just stop his mouth or just not allow any grain to put in. And then they had to call an astrologer, what should we do? So then the astrologer said, this boy will only honor Krishna Prasad. So then they offered, and then they brought the Krishna Prasad. And then a little tiny Narottam, he accepted the whole thing. Everything. Like a small boy, what all he can eat is like, many times devotees bring their children a small grain of rice, that's all. And if you put 2-3 grains, and then he just take it out. Here Narottam Das Thakur was eating like whole bowl of whatever sweet rice or whatever Krishna Prasad was there, offered to them, and then all the people were very happy, and they realized this boy is going to just take Krishna Prasad. That's great fortune, just eating Krishna's Prasad. And then later on, he had a deep desire to come to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya personally appears in the dream at various stages in the life of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. We will see how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in the dream and reveals. Of course, these dreams of great personalities are revelations, not like the dreams what we experience in our dreams. We can analyze whatever thoughts we have, and then subconscious mind, it just comes in the dreams, and sometimes it's so shocking, how can I dream? And it's how I can enjoy, or how I can, it's like eye-centric dreams, and it's great difficulties with those dreams which come. But herein was special personality. So he comes to Vrindavan, takes initiation from Srila Lokanath Goswami, and then under the tutelage of Sripa Jiva Goswami, on an auspicious day, taken a muhurat by the blessings of Srimati Janava Devi, they were sent with an ox cart with all the brahmanas and all the guards and everyone to go to Bengal with all the books of the Goswamis. Rupa Goswami's books, Bhaktirasamrita, Sindhu, Upadeshamrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and all the other literatures written by the Goswamis, to take to Bengal. And of course, all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya and the Goswamis were experiencing deep separation from Narottam Das Thakur. But they gave their full blessings when they all went, that this is the mission of the Lord. Because after Lord Chaitanya left, all the devotees, we will see in the narration, that they were feeling deep separation from Lord Chaitanya, grieving. But whenever Narottam Das Thakur would come, they would experience great solace. That is the solace in association of devotees. Then what an empowered personality who was predicted by Lord Chaitanya would come. They were experiencing great solace in their lives. So then everyone gave permission. Lokanath Goswami also blessed him that please continue to worship the deities and preach this Sankirtan movement, and there will be no impediments in your life. And then, as we know the story, in Van Vishnupur, they reach Bengal by the desire of Yogamaya. All of them slip. All the guards, the brahmanas, and the three great mahants and acharyas, they also sleep. Usually they would have shifts, but this time it was the Lord's desire. And by the dacoits, those granths were stolen. Deep remorse, deep grief was there in their lives. This was their wealth. This was the instruction of their gurus. This was the literatures, the only copy for duplication which they had taken. And all that is lost. The life's mission which was given is devastated, completely devastated. And they were grieving. At that time, Srinivasa Acharya hears a voice that, don't worry, these books will be returned. And then he stays back in Van Vishnupur and sends off Srila Narottam Das Thakur and Shamananda Pandit to Kheturi Gram. Go and start your own preaching project in your hometown. And so that's, they would go there and begin their preaching. And Narottam Das Thakur and Shamananda Pandit came for a few days in Kheturi, and when they started to preach there, amazing response. Everyone, all his news and glories of his great devotion had already reached there, so people were very receptive and everyone embraced the Vaishnav teachings there. And his parents by that time had left. His uncle Purushottam Dutt had also left. His son Santoshtat, who was now the zamindar, became his disciples, made all the wonderful arrangements for the accommodation and everything, all the facilities and wonderful preaching was happening. The whole town of Khetri at that time became Vaishnavas, except a few atheists which will always be there. So they were there. And for some time, Narottam Das Thakur was preaching with great vigor there, and then he had a deep desire in his heart to go for a yatra. Everyone, we also have the desire after preaching and of the different projects wherever you are serving, then some break for a yatra. So Narottam Das Thakur had a deep desire to go to Navadvip for have a yatra. And intense eagerness he was having, and he was feeling remorse in his life that somehow he could not see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's manifest pastimes. I was not so fortunate, that deep remorse was there that I just couldn't see Mahaprabhu's leela. So as soon as he was entering Sri Navadvip Dham with such remorse, and he could see in Navadvip a bustling joy and everyone is going to Nimai's home and chanting is happening and the kirtan is happening, and of course by then the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left this world, and then suddenly that vision disappeared in front, and then he saw the weeping devotees and crying, and Ganga Devi is not flowing and the calves are not drinking the milk, and everyone is remorseful, everyone thing is remorseful. And then he goes there and asks the people there, where is the house of Nimai Pandit? Where is the house? That was the system. Nowadays we can have a GPS, or we have that website, holydham.com. You can type the address and it will guide you which lane to go, and that application is also ready, which will guide you to which place to go, how to go. So Narottam Das Thakur asked, he didn't have that smartphone to. He asked, where is the house? And then that devotee happened to be Shuklambar Brahmachari, another great associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very intimate time he had with Mahaprabhu. And Shuklambar Brahmachari asked him, what is your name? He said, Narottam, we have been waiting for you. Narottam, where have you been? There are only few surviving devotees here in deep separation from Lord Chaitanya. Most of the devotees have left, but only few are there, and we have been waiting after we have heard that Mahaprabhu predicted that you will be coming. So we were just eagerly waiting for you to come. And then he takes personally to the house of Nimai, Lord Chaitanya there, and all the devotees come there to see him, and they discuss a lot of stories about different devotees, how they left their body, how they were experiencing deep grief, remorse. Then, and all the devotees one by one eventually came to his dreams and blessed him and showered their choicest blessings to him. He worshipped each one of them, and from there he moved on to Shantipur, where he met Achyutananda Prabhu, and then he explained, they discussed their things. From there, he told him that, please, Narottam, you should go to Jagannath Puri. There are many of the devotees are still there in Jagannath Puri who are waiting to have your darshan, to meet you. So then he decides to move on to Puri, on the way to Ambika Palna, where he meets Hriday Chaitanya, took darshan of the wonderful deities of Gornithai, of Gauridas Pandit. Then he comes to Karda, which was the headquarters of Sri Nityananda Prabhu's preaching headquarters. Met Jahanava Devi Vasudhaji and Nityananda Prabhu's son Birchandra, fell to their feet, and Jahanava Devi also glorified him. That great fortune that you have come, and the great remorse, the separation have been relieved by just your presence. So please proceed to Jagannath Puri. All the devotees are also eager to have your darshan. So then he comes to Dandabhanga Nadi on the way, and finally reaches on the outskirts of Jagannath Puri, Nilachal Dham. An old Brahmana met him. He asks, and then, we have been waiting for you, Narottam. And then he guides him and sends his son to take you to Jagannath Puri. And in Puri, all the devotees were also thinking, when will this Narottam come? When will Narottam come? They were living just so that they could see Narottam, a great personality whom Lord Chaitanya personally predicted. So they were all eagerly waiting for him. And the time they were discussing, when will Narottam come? Gopinatha Acharya, Kanai Kuti and other devotees were talking just outside the Simadwar that, it's been long time, Narottam has not come. We have heard about his prediction, but we haven't seen him. When is he going to come? So they were eagerly talking about him, discussing about him. And right then, Narottam walks in front of them, and that Brahmana introduces him. Then the great exchange, they cry, meeting, great loving reciprocation. And finally, Gopinatha Acharya takes him for Jagannath Darshan, and then takes him to Toka Gopinath in a quiet place. And they had a wonderful call, all the surviving devotees. Beautiful description they had, wonderful exchange with Narottam Das Thakur. Felt the presence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that association. And then he went to Haridas Thakur's Samadhi, offered his pranams, offered his prayers, and remembered his contribution to Mahaprabhu's mission. And then finally he reached Gopinath Acharya's home, where he offered him the Mahaprasad of Jagannath. And they offered, and then they discussed Krishna Katha and talks of all the associates of Lord Chaitanya also came. They were talking about Lord Chaitanya and talking about different associates. The whole night it went, and at the end of the night, Narottam Das Thakur felt sleep. End of the night. And then, not like sometimes we do in Bhagavatam class, this was divinely blessed or empowered. And there was a divine sleep which was happening. Unlike, of course, sleeping in Bhagavatam is also specious, at least in the Bhagavatam class. But here in one of the most beautiful incidents and the beautiful dreams in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism takes place in the life of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, personally orchestrated by Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And in his dream, this beautiful dream described, he saw the grand road of Sri Jagannath Puri Nilachal Dham with Rath Yatra happening, with millions of people with three chariots, Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra Maharani, and in the front of Jagannath chariot, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the sannyasi vesh with tears in his eyes, and the Vastra Satvika Vikar dancing and chanting, and all the devotees from Navadvip, from Puri, from Utkal, from South India, from Vrindavan, like Venkata Bhatta, Rupada Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Sarup Damodar Goswami, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, all the devotees from all over India were there in that dream or in that vision of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. And he saw even demigods disguising to participate in that beautiful kirtan, the demigods showering flowers. And Narottam Das Thakur himself was standing in a corner and weeping in great tears of love. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally comes to him, held his hand and told him and revealed to him that through you I will manifest a beautiful type of kirtan which will mesmerize all the classes of people, the Brahmins, the Shudras, the scholars, the illiterates, all including such a wonderful kirtan I will inaugurate through, where all the people will be attracted, and this will be inaugurated through you. Through your song and music you will spread my teachings and mission. Do not worry. By my power, all the desires of yours will be fulfilled. Go immediately to Kheturi Gram, and anyone who takes shelter of you will be blessed by me. That was the divine vision was given to Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Lord Chaitanya personally instructed him. Similarly, we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada also, Srila Prabhupada also, he would say, has been sent as the Senapati Bhakta of in the army of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he also spread this message of holy name, not just in Bengal, not just in Khetri, in all over the world. And as Mahaprabhu was telling him that through my blessings in this form of the holy name, the people from all the classes, all the castes, and now we see from all the nations are coming together and participating in Harinam Sankirtan in Jagannath Puri, in various countries we have Rath Yatra, where people from all nations practically chanting and dancing, participating in this wonderful Harinam Sankirtan. And of course, Mahaprabhu tells that soon Ramchandra Kaviraj will come and join you. He will assist you. So he gave an assistant also, or a friend, that he will be like a friend who will assist you in your preaching mission. And then Mahaprabhu told all the devotees assembled that you should please bless Narottam Thakur so that he can fulfill your vision, your desire. He went to each and every devotee, took the blessing, took the dust from their feet, and went ahead with his mission. And the next day he goes to Jagannath. As soon as he gets up, goes to take the blessings of Lord Jagannath. And as soon as he's thinking about his mission, his lifetime project which has been given Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was praying to Jagannath, and right then the garland of Jagannath falls and the pujari comes and offers this. And accepting this as the blessings of Jagannath, he embarks on his mission to Khetri comes to the house of Gopinath Acharya. Of course, Gopinath Acharya also revealed the same dream. So he knew, and then he arranged for the auspicious arrangements and everything else, made arrangements for him, and went to left Sri Jagannath Puri. And from, of course, we wanted to discuss briefly about Kheturi Gram, so we'll skip the journey from Narottam Das Thakur went to, from Puri, he went to Narsimhapur, where he met Shamananda Pandit and met Rasikananda, one of his most wonderful disciples. Then he went to Srikanda, met Raghunandan Thakur, Narhari Sarkar, went to Jajigram, met his long-standing friend Srinivas Acharya, went to Katwa, and then from Ekachakra, and then finally from Ekachakra he came to Kheturi Gram, where welcomed by all the townspeople, and he was meditating constantly how to fulfill Mahaprabhu's dream. And then Mahaprabhu again appeared another dream and revealed that I have been waiting for you in Kheturi, in one of the big merchant's house, in his granary. Myself and Vishnu Priya Devi in a beautiful metal form are there. You should find me and bring me and install me along with five another sets of deities. And then Narottam Das Thakur finds out the rich person, and all the people of Kheturi were telling, no, there are hundreds and thousands of snakes. This has been closed for years. Nobody has gone in these granaries, in these silos and seen inside. So you should not endeavor to go. But yes, Narottam Das Thakur convinced about his dream, about his vision of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I have to go and get these deities of Vishnu Priya Devi and Lord Chaitanya. With fearlessly, with a special mission in mind, he just breaks open the lock and gets inside. And then as soon as he opens the doors, hundreds of snakes and thousands of snakes just come out and passes and goes through the forest. And Narottam Das Thakur goes right inside and finds this beautiful deity of Lord Chaitanya and Vishnu Priya Devi in great ecstasy. He weeping and crying, and then comes out, and all the people were in great wonder, took a procession right from there, from the granary to the house where Narottam Das Thakur was staying, and then reached, and then he started to worship them and pray to them to reveal how to fulfill Lord Chaitanya's desire to spread this message of Krishna consciousness. And seeing his worship, the hearts of all the people, of those who were there, the atheists, even the Malechas and the Brahmanas and the common people, were all melting. All their hearts were melting. And then Narottam Das Thakur was thinking that he has not heard from Srinivas Acharya for a long time. And then at the same time, message comes from Srinivas Acharya, and he comes and meets at just across the Padma River in Budhari Gram, and they had a wonderful discussion there, and then decide that we should have a wonderful festival. Since all the devotees of Mahaprabhu are experiencing intense separation, let us all unite all the devotees together and install, as Mahaprabhu instructed, these deities, five sets of deities which have been made, and let's have a wonderful festival in Kheturi Gram. And then Srinivas Acharya, with this, he leaves. And then, of course, he sends his disciple Ramchandra Kaviraj to come and assist in organizing the festival. Santosh Datta facilitates, sponsors the whole festival, is sponsored, and then made wonderful arrangements, all the beautiful invitations which were personally handwritten by Srila Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj to each and every devotee were personally sent by a devotee with gifts. And they were sent invitation from to Jagannath Puri, to Vrindavan, to different parts of Bengal, and wherever all the devotees were there. So there was like a huge project to send all the devotees to call for this wonderful Gaur Purnima festival. The first Gaur Purnima festival celebrated after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. And all the devotees, all of them came, whatever services they were doing. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada also in Mayapur, he invited all the devotees from all over the world to come for the Gaur Purnima festival. And devotees from all over the world come during the Gaur Purnima time, absorbing in the Harinam Sankirtan and mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all of them came to Kheturi, wonderful arrangements, wonderful residential quarters were made for all of them, and the whole arrangements were there, wonderful boats were arranged to come from Padma River to cross over. Janava Devi came with her associates, all the intimate associates of Nityananda Prabhu came from Ambika Kalna and from Navadvip, Sripati, Srinidhi, the surviving brothers of Srivast Thakur came, and sons of Advaita Acharya came, and all the wonderful people, the devotees came, Shamananda Pandit came, wonderful reception. Each one of them was giving a personal servant, personal care, personal kitchen was provided, and then Srinivas Acharya presided the Abhishekam ceremony for the five sets of beautiful, six total set of deities, the Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Vishnupriya, and the other deities were Radha Vallabhikant, Radha Brajmohan, Radha Radha Raman, Radha Sri Krishna and Radha Radha Kant. These six sets of deities were worshipped and offered wonderful bhoga and beautiful Abhishekam. The Maha Abhishek was performed, and then began the historic Kirtan, which Mahaprabhu wanted Narottam Das Thakur to inaugurate and spread throughout the world. And Narottam Das Thakur begged permission from all the senior Vaishnavas, associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Catching the feet of each every devotee, he went, and blessings of Janava Devi and all the devotees, he began the Harinam Sankirtan with great, all of them blessed him, and with great enthusiasm, beautiful voice and beautiful great devotion, Narottam Das Thakur began the Harinam Sankirtan. And very strong, very sweet and beautiful with rhythm and everything, and all the devotees, and the Raghunandan Thakur just got up, he went to each and every kartal player, each and every mridanga player, worship the kartals, worship the mridangas, worship the devotees. Each of them who were participating in that Harinam Sankirtan was personally being worshipped by Raghunandan Thakur. And then such a wonderful exchange, all the devotees were inspired, and very trained Narottam Das Thakur's disciples were there who were practicing, or who were practicing in this Harinam Sankirtan. And then gradually the tempo increased, Narottam Das Thakur started to dance, and while singing, and his beautiful form resplendent, all of the devotees were attracted. They also got up to start to dance, and such intense feelings of separation he could arouse through his kirtans, that all the devotees were feeling great separation from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there in front of all the devotees. Mahaprabhu could not tolerate the intense separation feeling of the devotees, and Mahaprabhu personally appeared with all the devotees from all over that were present at that time when Mahaprabhu was there. All the devotees were there, and wonderful kirtan and dancing was happening. Mahaprabhu was dancing with Achyutananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu was dancing with Narottam Das Thakur, Advaita Acharya dancing with Shamananda Pandit, and Gadadhar Pandit was dancing with Srinivas Acharya, and Sarup Damodar Goswami, Rupa Goswami, even Pratap Rudra Maharaj was there. All the devotees had assembled for that wonderful Harinam Sankirtan which happened. So in this way, beautiful festival took place. And since the time is over, we will conclude at this time. This beautiful Harinam Sankirtan expanded, and by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, Narottam Das Thakur in Bengal and Odisha and other places, and then the same mission carried by Srila Prabhupada, the same Harinam Sankirtan. Srila Prabhupada also went with simple kartals, tompkins, spare part, just singing the Harinam Sankirtan, and gradually all the devotees from all the castes, from all the creeds, from all the races, from all the economic stratas, all of them attracted, and we have such a wonderful festivals being celebrated by Srila Prabhupada's grace all over the world. So we can, on this 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's and our ISKCON's 50th anniversary, we can pray to Srila Prabhupada that we can be some instrument in his compassion to give this Harinam Sankirtan in some way to the world. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. ISKCON 50th year celebrations ki. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna.